from what we call the Moon Ranch, and as kids we spent our playtime chasing wild horses.
That sounds like fun.
And so I was very familiar with ranching. I wanted to be a real cowboy.
Yeah.
I came up this valley here when I was, like I say, 15 years old and started to work on a local ranch here.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let me ask you a couple things about your parents. Where were they? Where was your father born?
My father was born in Goddard County, Kentucky.
Oh, really? And do you know what his education was?
His education, I don't know all that much about him, except that when he was at a very young age, he ran off and joined the Army. Mm-hmm. His mother didn't even know where he was until she spotted him in a newsreel. And that was at the start of the First World War.
You mean one of those things they played during movies and mm-hmm. theaters?
They used to.
And she saw him?
She spotted him in a newsreel.
Wow.
And, of course, my mother's parents and her grandparents homesteaded in the Wet Mountain Valley.
Okay.
And that is around the Westcliff area.
Right, okay. Do you know where they had come from before they homesteaded?
They came, my grandfather freighted through Kansas when he was a young man.
Okay.
And he... His background I know very little about, except that he came from immigrants out of southern Pennsylvania.
Okay.
My father, and then my father's parents were what they called Pennsylvania Dutch.
Okay.
And some of them married into French Canadian.
Oh, okay.
And they were trappers, farmers.
Yeah.
And some of my father's immediate cousins, mm-hmm. they migrated to down around Guthrie, Oklahoma, and started horse ranching.
Oh, okay. What was your mother? Do you know what your mother's education was then?
My mother's education was high school.
Okay, and your mother's family was Pennsylvania Dutch and French Canadian. What about your father's? Do you know what
your parents' education was? Well, that's my father's parents.
Oh, okay.
My mother's parents were essentially Irish, Scotch-Irish.
Okay.
In fact, my great-great-grandfather was buried at Hillside. It's real close to Westcliff, if you know where Westcliff is.
Yeah,
he was a chaplain with Custer 7th.
Oh, wow.
And he was on his way back to Scotland to claim his estate when he was 96 years old.
Oh.
And he never made it.
Oh.
He went down to Cotopaxi to board a train. And I don't know if you remember or you've seen pictures of the old carts that they used to use on railroad docks.
I've seen a few. Yeah.
Well, one of those backed into him, caught him against the dock, and killed him right there. He never made it.
Jeez.
Away from home.
Tragic. Where's Cotopaxi?
Cotopaxi is between Canyon City and Salida, right on the river. They just had a monstrous big fire there.
Oh, really?
One of the wildfires that we've had this spring.
Oh, so is there still a town there?
Cotopaxi? I haven't been there, but there should be.
Something
I think
there, huh?
There's something there. And my great-grandfather and the family burial plot then is up at Hillside, close to Westcliff.
Okay. What was your education?
My education, I finished high school in 1945 in the state of Washington, and then I took, after I went to work for the government, I had the equivalent of additional schooling that put me in the, I guess you would call it 4 years of postgraduate or college with